This week's Parsha is Parshas Bechukotai. We finish Sefer Vayikra, and it's also, we just celebrated Lag BaOmer. So I wanted to figure out how exactly, if there's a connection between Lag BaOmer and this week's Parsha. So Rashi comments on the first Pasuk, it says, if you follow my laws, et mitzvotai tishmaru, and you keep and you're faithful to my commandments, vasitim otam, you do them. So Rashi says, there seems to be kind of a redundancy here, because you're saying, if you follow the chukim, and if you keep the mitzvot, what's the differentiator between those two? So you could say that chok is one thing and a mitzvah is a different thing. But Rashi says, based on the Sifra, that it seems to be already covered, meaning that when you say, if you keep my mitzvot, so then, if you walk in the path of my, or if you walk in the chukim, that's actually talking about something different. Rashi says yechol zekiyum hamitzvah, kishu omer ve'et mitzvotai tishmaru, va'asitem otam harei zek harei kiyum hamitzvot amor. Meaning that if when we say in the chukar teilecho is referring to keeping the mitzvot, but then the next line, the next couple of words says that if you keep the mitzvot. So then what does it mean when it says, if you walk with the chukim? So, ha'mani mekayim in the chukai te'lecho. So then what's being said when it says, if you walk in the chukim? Shetiyu amelim b'torah. What it's really saying is that the idea of walking with the chukim is to be amel b'torah, to like be involved in learning Torah. To be amel is to really work on the pursuit of Torah learning. So the idea of what's being asked of us, it's not enough to just keep the mitzvah, but to be, and it's not even enough to, let's say, learn the Torah, but it's to be amel, is to really to put effort and to really extend oneself in the pursuit of Torah study. And so I thought it was very interesting to see this as the starting departure point of this Parsha. It very much ties into the idea of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Lag BaOmer. Someone asked me, like, so what are we celebrating on Lag BaOmer? We light these fires and we dance. There's a tremendous joy now associated with this time. And so first, we know that Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying during at this period of time of Lag BaOmer. Prior to that, we had this terrible event or series of time where the mass amount of Rabbi Akiva's students perished. But we also understand that this is the yahrzeit, the anniversary of the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And so why would that be a time of joy? But it's explained that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, at the time of his death, was able to reveal the hidden secrets of Torah. What's interesting is that there are a lot of different stories about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. We have the famous Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel, where it talks about how he spoke negatively about the Romans, which in turn caused him to have to run away and hide for 12 years, and then another 12 months with his son. And during that time, they were involved for 12 years of intense Torah study. And where they came out and they were clearly on a different level than when they entered. But we also have a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Hey, that talks about how is one supposed to approach life in terms of their Torah study. Does one just dedicate all their time to Torah study and then not go out and work and have a vocation? So just full-time, full Torah study, or you have to have balance. You have to work and you have to study and have a life of both. And so the machlokas there, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai actually says that one has to just devote their entire life 100% to the study of full-time Torah. And then, so you see this idea of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, perhaps there are different stages in his life where these Gemaras, be interesting to note, you know, when exactly that machloket and brachos comes about. But we see obviously this incredible devotion that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai has to his Torah study. a mull of a Torah, like we see Rashi referring to. But I think that part of what an important idea of what was revealed by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and what Rashi is really referencing here in this first Rashi here in B'chukosai, is this idea that when we go to the study of Torah, we need to have an understanding as to what we're accomplishing, or what is this pursuit exactly. The Tanya tells us this idea that Hashem, Kaviyachol, so to speak, he embedded himself in the Torah. And that if we want to actually have a connection to God, to actually experience connection, we can go and learn and study the Torah. And that in that study, we're able to actually, in a certain sense, connect to God, almost hug God, so to speak, in a physical way. And so perhaps in this first Rashi, we can see a glimpse into what it means to what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was trying to reveal to us, as mentioned by the Tanya. And that is that we need to understand what Torah is. That Torah is an opportunity for us to be able to conduit, it's a medium for us to be able to connect Hashem in the deepest way. And so that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai looked at things, his whole idea of approach, we see in many places where he approaches things and decides whether we're culpable or not based on our intent, that we're looking for the deeper meaning behind things and what is our kavanah, what is the intent that a person had when they do a certain thing. And so that when it comes to this holiday of Lag BaOmer, what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai revealed at the end of his days was the importance, the incredible importance of connecting in the deepest way, but understanding that the opportunity for us, the gateway, is through the deep and really, I guess, devoted and study of Torah, and that through that we're able to connect Hashem in the deepest way, and that is a tremendous cause for joy. And so, I guess the idea when we have a Lag BaOmer, it's an opportunity for us to stop and realize we have this tremendous gift, which is the Torah, and we should realize that it's so important for us to take the opportunity in any way that we can to be able to take time and to devote time to study whichever part of facet of Torah that interests us, but to really understand that as we go through that exercise and we put in our effort, it's actually an opportunity for us to have the ability to connect Hashem in the deepest way. That's the gift that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gave us, and it's something that we need to always take note of and realize this is a tremendous opportunity. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and just wanted to dedicate this for the loving memory of Rivka Chana Bas Yisrael Dov, her neshama shavah aliyah.